So I hit the button?
Okay.
Hit the button?
Yes.
The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
Hey, we can say that this week.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat,
hello,
the Kitty Geeker,
woo!
And Tiffany the Technician.
Hello!
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball wibbly wobbly behind the wheel.
And now, damn right they shot first,
you bet.
The hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
What you actually don't know is that Tiffany's still on vacation. She just yelled that from the beach.
Wow. What a range.
Not quite true. All right, so...
Episode 164!
No. Was somebody supposed to say something?
I know, I'm like, what's that? This is your thing. Yes, no.
Oh, you were talking, so I thought, yeah.
Now no one's talking.
It's good,
it's
radio.
Still episode 164! Fantastic!
All right, so
we're caught out of podcasts.
Go to the beach, forget everything. I heard something today that said that you actually get dumber when you drive, so I'm going to claim that today.
Oh, damn.
All right.
That's
so
my problem. I drive to all these damn cons, and I just get stupider.
We're going to go with that. All right. So Emily Kramer of Emily Kramer Design is here today. And Emily, before we allow you to get all comfortable here in our chair, where we're not going to Hannibal you, we're going to go ahead and play the rapid fire response round. I'm about to ask you a bunch of questions, and we ask you to come up with a single word or phrase to answer them. If you take too long, we're going to answer for you. And the phrase of the day is...
Stripper pole!
We can do it.
It's back, baby.
I am in trouble.
Who is your man crush?
Jason Momoa.
Yay! What movie out now do you never need to see?
Never.
Oh. I don't know.
Stripper pole.
I guess so. Showgirls 2, Electric Boogaloo. Sure.
What movie are you excited to see?
Oh, this is terrible that I can't think of a single movie.
Stripper pole?
Stripper pole.
Stripper pole too!
What a terrible answer.
Are you keeping track? Because I think we're going to have a lot of stripper poles.
You said this would be torturous.
Yes. What are you currently reading?
I am currently reading The Handmaid's Tale.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. What was the first concert you ever went to?
The first concert I ever went to was... the Drifters, the Coasters, and the Platters. They went to the Taste of Joliet in Joliet, Illinois.
Ooh.
Yeah, 50s, 60s music.
What TV show would you recommend that everyone watch?
Game of Thrones.
All right. Who is your girl crush?
Got
the boy crush in?
Emma Watson.
All right. What's your favorite junk food?
Popcorn.
Who is the best sci-fi captain?
Jean-Luc Picard.
What was the last song you listened to?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Alright. Okay, so now we're going to give you one day's advance notice before we stick you on an island. We're going to give you a solar-powered battery rechargeable tablet.
Okay.
So you get to pick one of each.
We just really need to shorten this to, what is your island book?
Okay. What book would you want to bring with you to an island?
Like premeditated. We're kind of creepy.
Deserted island.
What book would I want to bring with me to an island?
You're reading it yet, over and over again, to your deserted island book.
Other than maybe a survival book.
No, that's perfect. All right.
Okay, a survival book.
What movie would you bring with you to an island? See, this doesn't work, Carol.
It does.
Okay.
Yeah.
What movie that you could watch over and over again?
Princess Bride.
Okay.
Yeah.
Musical album.
The Michael Jackson one from 1984.
Thriller.
I guess it's Thriller. Yes.
The one with Billie Jean on it?
Yeah, I could listen to that forever.
And what game that you can play on a tablet or an iPad?
I don't know, probably one of those adult coloring books. I do that a lot.
There you go.
Something right. Mindless.
You have survived the rapid fire response round.
Two stripper poles.
Oh.
Not bad.
At the same
not
time.
That's not bad.
We've had much worse, yes.
Good. All right, so tell us who you are and what you're doing here.
I'm Emily Kramer. I design costumes and fashion, and I'm doing here so... I'm doing here. That's awesome. I'm here to meet you and drink the water.
She's only slightly terrified. I love that.
So. Slightly. Yeah. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
I'm pretty imposing.
So tell us how you got involved in fashion and costumes and some of the projects that you're currently working on.
Well, originally my grandma taught me to sew, and I made costumes for our backyard plays as a kid, and I still have one of the really awful skirts that I made from when I was like 9 or 11 or something, and it's bad, but it's really awful. It has a slit that goes up way too high, and but I kept it, and I put that away for a long time until college, and a friend of mine was going to the Renaissance Festival, and I was like, what is that? Like, I'm fascinated with castles my whole life and that kind of Renaissance era stuff, and so but I didn't really define that until then, so I was like, Renaissance Festival? And she's like, oh yeah, that's where you go to get the hair wraps. And I was like, what is a hair wrap? You know, I'm sheltered. So, but she came back and she actually gave me a sword, and I had to go the next time, and I went, and I was like, well, I can't go not dressed up now. So right. I made costumes for me and all my friends, and then after that, it was the rest is kind of history. I got really involved with it, and costumed for the Bristol Renaissance Festival and the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, and got involved with some of the royal courts there, and I ended up opening a shop even up in Wisconsin for a little while, where that's what I did solely.
And what Ren Faire did you first go to?
Bristol, Wisconsin. Yeah.
I worked at Carolina and the Arizona Renaissance Festivals for 15 years.
Okay, yeah, I saw that. So cool. I thought I'd probably seen you or something, but maybe not.
I've been out of it for about almost 10 years now. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was a vendor coordinator.
Out of it in that she doesn't work it anymore.
I don't work it anymore.
She still goes to it.
Yeah.
And we still know everybody.
I still get called out when I go. Yeah. Are you coming back? No. I don't think that's going to be a happening thing.
No. But it's awesome. I mean, I go every year and I have to wear my outfit too. And then I come home and Matt goes, I can't wash this stuff. It's got straw all over it and all your petticoats. It drives him crazy.
Cleaning is half the battle with that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Any tricks or tips on how to get hay out of lace?
Ooh. No, just...
Don't sit in hay.
Sit in front of the TV and pick it out. My sister and I used to hose down our costumes in the backyard before we'd bring them in. Oh. Hang them on the line to dry.
I need to hose Joey down next time. Okay.
This is making not going well.
Hose Joey down.
So what is your favorite thing to sew? What is your favorite thing that you can sit down and you can make whenever? Because I know I sew and I do a lot of crafts, and there are times where I'm just like, I cannot knit one more freaking stitch. I need to put it away for a week because this Doctor Who scarf is way too long. But
right,
what can you just mindlessly do and just not get tired of?
Capes. I love capes. Oh. It's like my goal to make the ultimate cape, if that's possible. Probably not. But I like them crazy full, gigantic, oversized hoods. I don't know. There's something about it. Like there's a picture out there of like Jon Snow on a cliff, and he's looking out, and the wind is blowing his cape back, and I'm like, I want to make that one. Why didn't I make that one? You know. But that capes, yeah, and they're not real hard. But
do you ever want to like put a fan dramatic on a belt in behind, so it just keeps blowing the cape back?
Yeah, that'd be so cool. Walk around with your own special
your own special fan, so yeah, brought the wind.
So you've actually got to do some pretty cool stuff. You've been over and done some pretty cool photo shoots lately, and
yeah.
So tell us a little bit about it.
Kind of blew up lately. Well, we went to England recently, and I loaned a couple of my dresses to a photographer there who we love her work, and I can't I'll have to post those photos when they're available. But we got to participate in a really cool photo shoot over there. Amber and I just finished a photo shoot that's getting published in a magazine. So we have a lot of things coming up that I can't quite reveal everything yet. But we work a lot with Alchemy and Imagery, which is a collaborative team here in Charlotte. We do a lot of photo shoots in the area with different people we pull in here and there. So we've done a few with them as well.
And Amber Rose Designs.
Amber Rose Designs, yes.
Yeah, she has been the jewelry. On here before.
Yeah. So Jeremy and Debbie Deal are the photographers behind Alchemy and Imagery, and they do amazing work, and you don't say no to those projects because they're so awesome every time.
Yeah, the pictures are just amazing. And then you've actually started doing some stuff with Opera Recycle. So tell us a little bit about that.
Opera Carolina has a program called Opera Recycles where they notice that opera is kind of an old school art form. So they have a lot of people that rely on printed materials for the communication. So brochures and mailers and flyers and pamphlets and all that. Oh. So they have all this excess. And it sits in their office and they're like, what can we do with this? So they decided, let's get involved with... she had a friend, Megan Miller, who's the marketing coordinator there. She said, hey, I've got a friend who makes fashion out of paper. And so they had... Her friend made the first dress out of paper for them. And after that, it kind of took off. I came on board the year after that. And every year, it's kind of grown. And now we're going to New York Fashion Week.
Oh, wow.
We're going to show, in September 9th. We're going to show on the runway our paper dresses that we made out of their materials.
For sure. Aww.
So I've got three of them that are showing on the runway there. Wow. It's like so exciting.
Yeah.
So exciting.
And you've actually started a GoFundMe because obviously going to New York Fashion Week is not cheap.
It is crazy expensive. Yeah. Everything gets, all the hotels, everything, all the prices go up during Fashion Week.
It's like Dragon Con for fashion.
It is.
To equip it for geeks. Translation. Right. So
I do have a GoFundMe. It is to raise money so I can go and bring the dresses with me.
Yeah.
So,
and it's not, I mean, it's a lot, but it's not doable. It's only $1,500 that you're asking for.
Oh,
it's
not
you actually are about a third of the way there as of this recording. So,
right. We're at about $420. Okay. So every dollar counts, and everyone who donates gets their name put on the dress.
Oh, cool.
Or their business name. I'm open to that too.
Okay.
I'm going to get creative with that as well.
That's
but
awesome.
But I'm also going to send people, every donator is going to get a photo of the dress with their photo or their name on it. Oh, so they'll be able to see that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have to hire models or will they just have models available for you?
We're bringing models with us from the area. That makes it easier to do fittings. And, you know, that everything's easier if you can just... That way there's no last-minute surprises.
Well, especially with paper.
Hard.
Yeah.
And it's hard to deal with last-minute when you're traveling, so it's just better to have it ready to go here. Yeah. And then we're renting a giant Sprinter van to haul all these giant dresses up there because they don't really flatten easily.
You can't really.
So,
won't
fit in the overhead bin at all?
Just shove it in there. Right.
It's like, no.
It's kind of a fear of mine to have it show up there and not be... three-dimensional anymore.
I understand.
But I'll be there so I can fix the dress last minute if I need to. Hopefully not, but
no, that's just amazing. And what's on your bucket list to do? I mean, besides the Jon Snow cape on the mountainside, would you ever do something like Project Runway or something like that? Are there any other things that you've kind of got a goal for? Would you ever open a store again, like a brick and mortar store?
I've considered all of those things. I get pressure all the time from my friends and family and everybody to go on Project Runway. I maybe could. I don't know. I want to create photo art though. I want to do like the Alchemy and Imagery stuff that they do, where they take. They take a cool backdrop and an awesome model and great jewelry and one of my dresses, and we make something over the top awesome and create that kind of art. That's always been, that's like my dream. I want to do that like all the time forever. Photo shoots are like Christmas to me. So we're on the set and I want to like go live on Facebook and be like, look everybody.
And they're like, no, you have to wait.
Yeah. But I want to be able to do that all over the world. So I want to go to, like, Petra and shoot there. And I want to be able to go to, like, Scotland and shoot at Castle Edinburgh and all the places. Just all the places.
Is there something that you won't do? Are there commissions that people come to you about that you're like, nah, I don't do that?
I don't want to make a men's suit. I don't, yeah. I mean, there's a few things. If it's outside of my aesthetic, you know, I kind of like that sort of flowy dress or historical, you know, I tend to do more women's wear. I've done men's, but...
women's wear is more interesting. Men's wear really is just the same.
It's pretty much. I mean,
it's different frou-frous on it, but it's the jacket and pants, basically.
Somebody was posting today about, like, taking a Japanese kimono and making that kind of like the vest under somebody's suit with a capelet.
Oh,
and
interesting.
It actually looked really, but it was like in gray flannel kind of, it really actually looked pretty cool. But somebody posted it on Misty Massey's page, actually.
Yeah, I'll have to go back and look at that.
Yeah, so that was interesting, but it's very rare that you find an interesting piece that doesn't look...
menswear, right. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's more interesting for me to design costumes for men versus actual fashion, so that's where my interest in menswear lies. Otherwise,
no men's rompers.
Yeah, onesies.
No.
Men's onesies. That's what I could do. Men's onesies with an attached cape.
Just make me, just a cape.
Just a cape.
Jon Snow pajamas.
Oh, <false. laughs>
But you're also going to be at the Muggles Market this year.
I am. Yes. Yeah. And I'm bringing my capes with me.
Yay.
All right.
Capes. Yeah. Capes. So, too bad we didn't have that card, capes or no capes, because we know your answer.
Capes. Stripper pole.
Yeah, if you'd stripper pole that, we would have had to ask.
Just get out. Thing
like that. Yeah, but this will be your first year being there. You
yes.
went there. Did you, were you able to go by and see Amber last year?
I didn't make it at all last year. So she's the
no
one that roped me into this. To be
thank you, Amber.
Everyone I've talked to said how great it was, and I watched some of the like behind the scenes videos and things like that, and I'm like, why didn't I know about this?
Because it was our first year.
It was our first year. Still,
I mean, like, you're still kind of scared. And
how am I alive? And I didn't hear about it. So everybody needs to go because it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So how long does it take you to do a cape or a piece? I mean, you must have hours invested in some of this stuff.
Yeah, I do. I look back at some of the more intricate stuff I made in the past, and I was like, how did I have the patience for that? So, I mean, a cape can take me a couple hours or a couple weeks, depending on how
intricate.
Like, am I hand embroidering it, or am I just whipping up a basic, you know, gladiator cape or something. So it also is based on my motivation level. So yeah, I can work quick or slow. It depends on if the TV's on. Yes.
It depends on what you're doing and what's on TV. Because if it's like mindless work, then sometimes it goes faster because you're watching what's on TV and you're excited and you're like, oh yeah.
I have to put on something I've seen before so I don't have to look up.
Yeah,
I can just listen to it. It's better.
Yeah. I tried to do work while watching Supernatural, and that did not work well because you have to rewind a lot.
Yeah,
because you're like, what? Did, oh crap, I missed something.
Yeah, new episodes are not.
Yeah,
they're too hard.
But wow. So if somebody wanted to find you on the interwebs, where would they look to find you?
You can go to EmilyKramerDesigns.com. I'm also on Facebook as Emily Kramer Designs.
And your name is spelled
EmilyKramer.
Yeah, it's pretty
designs with a D.
Yeah, you didn't do anything too cute. I'm too cutesy as far as like names changes. You didn't decide to put an I with a heart. And all that kind of stuff.
No, I don't know the
emoji for that
keyboard shortcut for that one.
So yeah, just go to EmilyKramerDesigns.com. You're on Facebook. We'll obviously share it on our show notes as well. There's some pictures up there that are just amazing, and that's just the tip of the iceberg of some of the stuff they can see over on your actual site. So.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, there is a lot there. I'm in the middle of adding more too, so if you keep looking, there will be more soon.
Yeah, and there's wolves in some of the pictures, aren't there?
I know there's horses.
Horses, sorry.
There's horses in some of the pictures.
Do you ever get horse hair off of your stuff after you're done?
That's kind of a joy, because then I'm like, I got to use horses.
Yes. So there's animals and butterflies.
Yeah, I want to be able to like roll owl feathers off the cape or something when I'm done. That would be so
that
cool.
That would be amazing.
Anyone out there with owls, contact me.
Put your bucket list
That's
out
right.
there now.
I want owls. I would love a fox. And a panda.
And Jason Momoa.
That's
and
right.
Jon Snow.
And if you can provide all of those things, we'll have one really great photo shoot.
And she'll go in anywhere in the world to do it. So,
That's
you know,
right.
if you want to do a
That's
Hobbit
right.
remake photo
That's
shoot,
right.
she will go to New Zealand. It's good.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, will you hang around with us?
Absolutely.
And maybe we'll chat about some of the news and stuff in a little bit.
Yes.
Sounds
Let's
great.
Do it.
And in the meantime, go to your Facebook page if you have Love of the Arts, hashtag support local. Have us, Opera Recycle, be visible at New York Fashion Week so that they know us Southerners don't wear just overalls. And hang around. And Carol,
that,
push.
I am pushing the button.
The button.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information,
Thank
go to guardiansofthegeekery.com.
First try and everything.
I had a week to practice.
/guardiansofthegeekery.
And 2 years.
And Twitter,
the 2 years didn't help, but the week evidently did. So.
We're talking over you again, Chris.
Chris, we love you, Chris.
Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.
Chris records this.